Morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's February 22nd, 2022. And as I wait for my coffee to brew, I thought I'd weigh in on my opinion. I think the convoy organizers, whether they know it or don't know it, ran a straight-up honeypot operation of Canadians, hence why they're coming after Canadians financially. I think that the Coots, Alberta one, was run by RCMP, tied to the RCMP Stingray program. Hence, when the organizers of Coots censored me from talking on their shit, when I pointed out that Stingray was there, they didn't bat an eye and continued to bash QAnon. I ran a poll about January 6th, and most of you didn't even know what actually happened that day, and that tells me that most of you don't know what actually happened involving the Ottawa convoy. So here's my take. January 6th in Washington, D.C., the deep state with the state capitol police and other nefarious alphabet agency actors set up American patriots who for the last year have had SWAT teams come to their house, detain them, and throw them in prison without any due process. So again, that's been going on for the past year. They're sitting in prison without any due process. Our government has decided that they're going to freeze everybody's accounts. They're going to use the FIRE approach. FIRE stands for financial, insurance, real estate. They're going to come after you financially. They're going to come after your insurance, and they're going to come after your real estate. It's really simple. We're in a war. And I don't know how many times people have to say, well, we're just in a movie. No, we're in a fucking war. 193 nations on this planet signed this agreement. 193. So, and I do believe Biden's first thing when he fucking got back into power, whether or not we think he's in power or whether he got back into power, he signed the United States back into the UN, back into the US, the WHO, and all that other shit. So we signed him back onto that agreement. So we're in a war. So now that we understand we're in a war, let's take a look at where we are. Who's BJ Dichter? Well, he's a Tory plant, straight up. If you can't see how he's a Tory plant, then I can't help you. He's a Tory plant. Where's his crypto? Why isn't he being arrested? Why is he still going on Tucker Carlson? Who's Tamara Leach? Who's her family? I went to do a look at her, and you can't see her family. Who's her dad? Who's the politician in her family? Who's she married to? Who's the guy who flew her dad on a private jet to prison so she could be talked to? Who's the guy who flew? Who's supporting her? Where's Daphne? She kind of disappeared, right? The Liberal plant? Isn't she a press campaign manager? I think Jeremy pointed out. Disappeared. Why have all the doctors that were in there talking all gone silent? Yeah. Randy was supposed to get them to fucking overthrow the parliament on the 29th. All you have to do is watch the video footage and you can clearly see that's what they were trying to do. Didn't work. Why? Canadians like their shit. We don't wish to destroy our shit. We want to celebrate our shit. It's the whole reason why the veterans cleaned up the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, because we have respect for our past, our history. And they can all say we don't, but we fucking do. All of us do. We're Canadian. We're proud of it. And I'm tired of being told I can't be proud of it. I'm tired of being told I don't have a history. I'm tired of being told I don't have a culture. It might not be old. It might not be a long established one. But we have one. And you know what? We just spent 3 weeks showing the fucking world what our culture is. It's loving. It's open. It's embracing. It's compassionate. It's passionate. And it can't be defeated with hate. It can be defeated with violence, because we don't want to be violent. It's really important, really important, moving forward, that anybody who listens to this uses discernment. We're on our own, Canada. We're on our own. Wherever you are, look around. That's who you got. And I don't even know if we got them. That's the reality. So if we want to do something, we have to organize it ourselves. We have to become our own leaders in our community. We have to strive to change our communities. We have to strive to inform our neighbors. We have to do that. And in the end, we have to hope that we gather people's attention and gather people's interest and people get inspired to join us. But we can't wait for anyone else. They've declared war on us. They're seizing people's bank accounts, and it will continue. I'm pretty sure there was a gun grab proponent of the changes they made IBM didn't get the no bid contract to seize everybody's fucking guns for shits and giggles. So, I wish everybody well. I just thoughts, comments, some conversation. Let's discuss this because this is serious shit. It's probably the most serious time in my lifetime as an adult, other than 9/11, and that was just a fucking banker's coup to start all this shit off.